Good afternoon, and thank you for the question. It's interesting and help us making think in a more long term, which is important, because what we are doing now, it will help us to define the future. And thinking about how do I imagine the university of the future in one so recent period we face with the pandemic, I think it was at least for me, and I believe in for most of the people and organizations, a life changing if we want to grow according to what we face and help. And it helps us, I would like to emphasize two aspects that I think it will explain how and why I imagine the university of the future in 20 years. Besides that, I'm a believer, I will always be, not only as a person, but professionally. So two aspects that I considered and learned and remembered, and the pandemic helped me to reinforce. One was our capacity as human beings, and even as a community and organization, of how can we adjust quickly or not so quickly, but adjust to unforeseen event and something disruptive as it happened to us. In this capacity of the systems to adapt, it's very important, and I think it was reinforced with the pandemic. The other aspect was that it remembered how crucial it is to work in a true, effective and efficient community to address a challenge. And we have had one of the biggest challenges that we will have in our lives all together. And thinking about these two aspects, I would say that, and I imagine the university of the future in 20 years, ideally, and considering the trends, but also what I believe that we should follow, is a university that will be mission-driven, so towards pursuing global challenges, probably not what we are facing now, those, but global challenges that calls all the community to work in a collaborative way or in the best way to address it. It's one of the cases. And at that time, in this sense, we provide to students a meaning and a proposal on their academic journey, and to have the feeling of a purpose and a meaning to what I'm investing in time and in knowledge. I believe it helps us to be better professionals, and in this case, as students, towards an objective. And being mission-driven as a university, it also offers, as an institution, as a higher education institution, formats that we are already working on them, but they will have an even more important role in the future as the lifelong learning. Because if we want to address global challenges in a world that is changing, we need to address, we need to rescale, to reskill and to upskill our skills, our competencies towards addressing these challenges. The other that is already, so I'm talking about in 20 years, but we already started this journey. The other is to be more inclusive, and it's a necessity. It's already a reality, and technology for sure helped us. And we saw in the pandemic that with introducing distance learning, in some cases, of course, where there are no access to equipment, it's more difficult. But we found that some profiles of learners that weren't able to attend education at higher education systems can be now different profiles attending higher education training information. The other, the university of the future, I believe it will be learners, students, competencies centered. So not focusing only in acquiring a grade, but our diploma will show our own and tailored curricula and competencies. So we will focus on the knowledge that we acquire, but also on the skills, on the attitudes, on the values that we acquire as persons, but also as learners during the academic path to be a better professional, but mostly a citizen, as a full person, because we are fortunately beyond the professional part. But this scenario, it's ideal, of course, and considering that we are already doing, because to define the future, even with these disruptions as we had with the pandemic, we need to look to the present and the past. More things will change in an holistic approach. Universities, I believe the structural organization, the structural organizational part of universities, and teachers, because teachers need to be prepared to improve or develop a set of competencies to share this knowledge and these competencies to students. And they are really connected to the technology, to the capacity of data analytics. And if we want to share and to promote a mission-driven with different disciplines working together to address the global challenges, also the teachers need to have this expertise in more collaborative environments and how to use different and innovative teaching and learning strategies and methodologies to share these competencies and knowledges to students. To students. And quick to adapt this capacity of adapting. So I would say that this university, considering these three main, more inclusive, mission-driven, and learners' competencies, we are talking about team-based experiential learning to provide this immersive experience to students to going into pursuing towards a mission and global challenges. It is important for students working together in this team-based to have a real time feedback that also includes a peer and self assessment during the course and not only to be evaluated at the end. I would say that in a nutshell, that that would be very important. And specifying skills, allow me just to say, because now we are talking about information, we are at our highest capacity of information, how important it is in this university of the future to help learners in translate the huge amount of information in the relevant knowledge to address these challenges and to pursue their academic journey. And this must be considering promoting critical thinking, ethical thinking to manage the technology we are facing now, and we are talking now artificial intelligence, virtual reality, and so this technology period that we are living.